Ah, Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, home of dairy farms, the Liberty Bell, my once home. I can tell you this much, there's no better place to complain than Pennsylvania when you've heard the theme from Star Wars sounding from the local bell tower one too many times. Complain to a court, that is. And that's basically what happened in a town known as Jim Thorpe, PA. According to the Morning Call newspaper, the Jim Thorpe Clock Tower is belting out more than Star Wars music. It's also accepting requests, or not, for New York, New York, and Feelings. Whoa, 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 Feelings. A local man dropped his criminal complaint a few days ago. He's hopeful that he might work something out with the city informally. But should the informal thing not work out, there's lots of law on his side. I say that there's no better a place for such a complaint than Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvanians are pretty prickly about such peels and other pestering provocations. You'll find that a lot of people from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia over the years have had ears sensitive enough that they'd head to the courts when they heard something they didn't like. Like the show tune Cabaret, performed by what are surely descendants of Pennsylvania's most famous belle. Such sounds might spawn a nuisance action based on tort law or a local ordinance. A nuisance, very broadly defined, is anything that annoys and disturbs one in the possession of property. And just to give you an idea of what those who wish to make music were sometimes up against, here's language from an early Wilkes-Barre rule, language used to take down the local Salvation Army guy, who, as the court so eloquently put it, beat his drum without a permit. It shall not be lawful for any person or persons to appear in any of the public streets, to play upon any hand organ, hurdy-gurdy, tambourine, or other musical instruments, or beat upon a drum or blow a horn or trumpet without permission. In finding the drummer guilty of violating that nuisance ordinance, the court had available an earlier Pennsylvania case against one St. Mark's Church. There, a court had previously enjoined, put a stop to, the ringing of church bells on Sunday, even though the church had argued that such ringing had become a regular part of worship services. But as many courts have pointed out, one's nuisance is another's lilting melody. New York, for example, rejected two separate lawsuits brought by those who would ban clock tower bells, or at least stop the songs. In contrast, one Pennsylvania court wrote long before Feelings was but a gleam in Morris Albert's eye, "Even music, however elevating and enjoyable at times, and depending, of course, on its character, may be continued so long as to become an annoyance to those compelled to remain in the immediate vicinity." So courts in Pennsylvania over the years have put a stop to not only church bells and a Salvation Army drum, they've also shut down a noisy drag racing track that bothered neighboring and compulsively self-biting chinchillas and an outdoor movie theater that caused melodious and cacophonous music to hit the home of the plaintiffs. So as silly as it may sound, the man in Jim Thorpe, who has had it up to his ears with cheesy lounge songs emanating from the bell tower there, has some legal support in his quest to mute the music should he ever wish to return to court. Ah, Pennsylvania, where the lyrics to the state song read in part, "May the voices of tomorrow glorify your name." Just keep those voices down, okay? I'm Amy Guida.